Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Ravens have made it look easy so far tonight. The Baltimore Ravens will walk out of here with their sixth win of the year.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You find us right there. We are on ESPNU. We are on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning,
We
Key.
Are everywhere.
We're everywhere.
You can't hide from us.
You cannot.
We're on your iPad.
We're watching you somehow.
Your AirPods.
We're everywhere.
So,
how are you doing, Max?
I'm doing good? Yeah, I'm doing good.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Look a little frazzled. No?
Well, you know, it's Tuesday, so you know what that means. Primetime game Sunday, primetime game
Lunar
Monday.
Lunar eclipse last night.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't see it.
Who?
Lunar eclipse.
You said who?
I thought you said Luda.
Lunar eclipse.
Luda?
It's a new MC. I haven't heard about him yet.
It was all orange and nice, whatever.
Lunar, my friend.
So the Ravens wind up winning. It's their third straight. Roquan Smith paying dividends already. They shut down the New Orleans Saints defensively. And without his top two targets, without second or third best tight end in the game in Mark Andrews, and without Bateman, who was their highest drafted receiver.
Without anybody.
Well, that's the top. But
the crazy thing is, this is not the first time that this has happened to Lamar.
Yep. Last year was insane.
I was going to say, last year, he had nobody at all on either side of the ball, and he still went out there and ripped it.
So what'd he do? Eight different players on his first eight passes. Think about that. First eight passes to eight different guys, and finished with throws to 10 players. So here's the question, Key, because Jay brought it up before, and it's a kind of a theory I have nowadays. You could say it's always been this way. I think it's more this way than ever. Quarterback's obviously the most important player on the team. Yeah. The alpha receiver, second most important guy on the squad.
It's always been that way.
Jay, if you look at what's happened around the league, not only by adding guys, A.J. Brown, look at Jalen Hurts, Jamar Chase, look at Joe Burrow, et cetera, et cetera. Take a guy away, Devontae Adams. Now look at Aaron Rodgers, right? So Jay brings it up. He wants to see Lamar Jackson with an alpha receiver. Do the Ravens need a number one?
At some point, they're going to have to. I say to you, Max, it's always been that way. If you just think about it in the league, there's always every quarterback's always had a number one guy. Lamar, they were trying to develop Bateman, but he can't stay on the field. Mm-hmm. Lamar didn't have a number one until he got Bateman, but Bateman's always hurt.
It's like a 1-2, maybe.
Well, he's young. He's going to develop into a one. He was headed in that direction. Guy was averaging 20 yards a catch, man. So it wasn't like he wasn't starting to show signs that he could potentially be a number one guy. There aren't any number ones out there right now. Today, for the next 10 weeks of football, including the playoffs, that is going to be able to help Lamar the way that you would think.
Is that right, like, Jay? Jay, is that right?
Why can OBJ not help this team? Like that. So, and I know we get into this whole thing about number one, and I know he's coming off his second ACL surgery, but a guy that can go get 50-50 balls, a guy who has the experience on the field of winning a Super Bowl, a guy who's had the experience of being a number one, even if his game isn't as polished as it was before, just having him on the field would add such a completely different dimension. And I would finally be tired and feel like I could wake up instead of watching Lamar Jackson out there. And I like Isaiah Likely. I like Prosh. I like all these guys that they have and DeSean Jackson. But it would be nice to see him have somebody who had superior talent when it was all said and done.
I understand what you're saying, but OBJ is not ready to play. He'll be cleared. Doesn't mean that he's ready to play.
Yeah, I didn't say
he won't be ready to play until mid-December.
Okay, how about
but
this?
When he does.
Hold on, Max. Regardless if you think this is the right spot for OBJ, for the Ravens, can you tell me that if you had OBJ on the field, would he not be the last key to unlocking this team to helping them win a Super Bowl?
No, I don't think he'd be the last key. I think where he's at in his career, he becomes a piece of the receiving core.
Yeah.
Opposed to being the piece. You're looking, Lamar needs a guy who is the piece.
How do you know that that's not, I mean, like, let me just say this about the Super Bowl, and I get Cooper Kupp's also on the field, et cetera. But just looking, eyeballing OBJ, looked like he was on his way to Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but because Sean McVay put an emphasis on taking some of the pressure off of Cooper Kupp by sliding him into that number two role and making sure to utilize him.
What does he not do well enough anymore to be a number one, Odell? He looks like a complete player to me. I mean, presuming he gets back to where he was at the Super Bowl.
It's not that he doesn't do anything well. What we saw at the Super Bowl, if you'd have took that and brought that to a team that was looking for a one, that would have been good enough.
Yeah.
That would have been good enough. But this offense that they run in Baltimore will not utilize his skill set that way. They're not going to all of a sudden have Lamar throwing the ball 45 times so Odell can get his touches. There's only so many plays in a game from an offensive standpoint. There's only so many.
But see, I would change things around slightly for OBJ. I think Greg Roman, you would have to do that, right? You add that twist to your game. I understand styles and strategies are different. I understood he dropped back and threw the ball for 68 times. But there are certain similarities, right? When you look at Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that's his number one wideout option, right? Mark Andrews, okay, fine. That's your number one wideout option. But
Receiving option.
But you're still giving him, like, you give Patrick Mahomes a lot of different optionality around Travis Kelce. Why wouldn't you do the same for Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews? Like, why not add depth to your wide receiving core with a guy like OBJ if you can? It just makes sense.
It does seem to me, Key, that you're looking at it from a practical point of view, all parties involved.
Practical. Why wouldn't
OBJ's point of view, the Ravens' point of view, and Jay is just saying, but theoretically, wouldn't Odell help the Ravens? So leaving Odell's interests out of it for a second, let's start with Baltimore. We add him. Are we going to get better or worse? Because they're already pretty good.
You're going to probably get better.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get better.
Yes.
But it's not one game. You got to rely on it for several games to ultimately get to the championship. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, you're going to have to take the football out of your quarterback's hands. He's going to have to force feed a guy for the defenses to respect him. Okay? And then as he starts to get respected, now all of a sudden they're going to say, we're going to double him. Now if you'd start to double him, now your quarterback has to now understand he needs to go to other receivers.
See, what he's saying, Jay, it seems to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Key, is that Baltimore has a certain philosophy about the way they do things. And in order for it to make sense to bring in an Odell, they have to start changing some of that philosophy, some of their identity.
The best coaches in the game tweak their philosophies.
Yeah.
That's what coaches do.
Let me ask you this question, though. How long have you been watching Hardball and the Ravens? How long?
A while now.
Okay, what is their philosophy?
That's that a tight end.
But that's exactly my point.
What is their philosophy?
Wait a second. If you're Lamar Jackson, you're talking about getting this big deal. Yo, you're going to have to tweak some things, man. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks having a lot of power in the room. You're going to have to tweak something. If we've been doing it a certain way and we haven't got to the ultimate ceiling.
Do you love me?
You're my boy. You're my brother. Okay. You know this.
Right. So I'm listening to you.
I'm going to ask
Max, is this a practical question, as you would say. So what did they need on the defensive side of the ball?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
They needed what they got. They needed someone to stop the run in the middle.
And what did they go do?
They went and got Roquan Smith.
So what did they need on the offensive side of the ball?
I think they could use a number one. I agree with
Jay. Have they gone out and got one?
They never have.
Guess why? Because the identity matters to them. And it's the defense.
You know, it's funny because
all they care about.
I was thinking about Roquan Smith when I brought that up, Jay. It's true.
They're like
they will
work with whatever you work with.
It's wrong.
It may be wrong.
It's wrong.
But they've won that way, and they're not going to change.
A Super Bowl with Lamar?
No. I'm saying they've won historically with that same philosophy.
I used to do a lot of things 30 years ago.
I'm just telling you, don't get
comb
mad
his
at
hair.
Me. Don't get mad at
hairline,
me.
Hairline used to get tightened
brush
up on
hair,
top.
Yeah.
Don't get sidelines and everything.
I'm just telling you, they have never invested in a wide receiver at the level that you think they should
Well,
have.
Then one day the world changes. Like, for example, the Chicago Bears never had a quarterback until they drafted Justin Fields.
They went out and got Steve Smith. How did that work out for him? He put up a lot of great numbers, but ultimately, they didn't get to the Super Bowl.
Can you stop taking away from Max's tees?
I try. I was
perfectly
smooth.
Set up
it
for
was
Max's
a smooth
tees.
Is Justin Fields going to finally be the answer at quarterback in Chicago? Overreaction, not an overreaction. coming up with Dan Graziano.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Colts fired coach Frank Reich in the middle of his fifth season with the team. One day after one of Indy's worst offensive performances in 25 years.
You have Gus Bradley, you have John Fox, and we're turning to Jeff Saturday to be the interim coach for the rest of the season?
Let's go, Jeff!
Why?
Let's go, Jeff!
I'm rooting for him!
He's really smart. I think he's insightful. I think he can lead men.
I mean, just completely shocked and floored.
And I think over time, he'll do a really good job.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can join our conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Biggest disappointment in the NFL this season. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. All right. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider. Here with us now.
Did you say Patron?
I said Patron.
You said Patron.
You said Patron.
I did. I fudged it the first time.
I didn't want to say anything.
And then I realized.
Was it Megatron or Transformers? What?
Yeah,
and I corrected it. But when I corrected it, Jay, listen to this. I did it a little bit toward the on to make it sound like I did it on purpose the first time. You see what I mean? All right.
It's our winning word today.
Yeah,
Patron.
Yeah. So like, oh, maybe he didn't do it wrong the first. All right. Before overreaction, not an overreaction. Wanted to get your reaction to the Jeff Saturday hire. Dan Graziano.
I mean, I love him. I'm happy for him. Like, I hope it goes great. I really do. It's shocking. I think he was shocked too. Look, it's Jim Irsay. It has been sort of on the warpath all year about the way this year's gone, and he's going to do his own thing, right? He wants to see the quarterback he wants to see. He's going to fire the coach. He's going to bring in somebody that he knows well and trusts And that's what happens here. I don't know what kind of hope the Colts have for the rest of the year, and obviously this isn't about Jeff. I mean, obviously the team doesn't look good. I'm not sure how much he's going to be able to pull off there. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sad about our pancake segment on Get Up this morning. We're not going to be able to do that anymore, and I'm going to miss him, but I wish him well, and I hope that I hope he surprises us.
Dan, is this a complete rebuild? Is that just
the
direction they're going? It
seems
like it, correct?
Ever since Andrew Luck surprised him by retiring at the end of training camp, what's that, 3-4 years ago now? Mm-hmm. They have been patching it together at quarterback, and now I think they realize they have to find a real long-term solution, whatever that means. And I think that's part of the logic on Sam Ehlinger starting, is finding out what you have there in case he's part of the answer, and if he's not, you go into the draft and the offseason – looking for that. So, but this whole where you sign a guy and he's there a year and then you get rid of him or he retires, they know that's not going to work long term. So, yeah, such as it is, it's a reset. And look, no matter how Jeff does, you know, they're going to have to conduct a full honest search at the end of the year for a new coach. So, yeah, it could be a complete reset for sure.
When has teams ever done a full honest search? When has that ever –
The honest part
ever kicked in there, Dan?
You know, they're going to have to follow whatever
protocol, the
rules are.
I hope he goes
8-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Good. Now it really just messes it all up.
I'm rooting for my guy, man. I mean, listen.
No, me too. I'm just saying, terms of that honest stuff,
I
hope he goes 8-0 and Jim Irsay, and he just messes everything
up. It was a monkey wrench and everything.
Because
we've been talking, you know, this morning, as I'm sure many people are, about different people who get opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, Jeff's my dude, man. I hope if Jeff's listening, man, we hope that, you know, he kills it.
You know, we said this in the meeting. I don't think anybody needs to hear the disclaimers about how we feel about Jeff. I think everybody you can still make the point that was being made a lot of places yesterday about, you know, opportunities and who gets them and who doesn't and all that. That's all. And I think Jeff would understand that point too if we sit here and made it.
Yeah, and before we get to overreaction and reaction, it's. Did I say that right?
It's overreaction and reaction?
It's fine, man. Go, man.
What's the name of the segment?
It's overreaction.
Not an overreaction.
But it's okay.
I don't even know what day it is. I've just had my third kid. Anyway.
He's going to be using that like when the kid is 32 years old.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what day it is.
I just had my third kid 32 years ago.
Kids,
I'm still
like, his third kid.
Kids are like 8 or 9.
He had his third kid 2.5 months ago.
He has 9 nannies. Get out of here. Anyway.
Nine nannies.
Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
How would you evaluate the job he's done?
The job he's done as owner?
Yeah.
Didn't you hear they're in like the top quartile of the top quartile? Didn't you hear all his speeches about how great they are? No, look, I mean, he's the league is run by these billionaires. They do what they want, right? Like, so what the kind of job has he done? He hires Chris Ballard, who's very well regarded as a talent evaluator. I go back 2 or 3 months, we had high hopes for this Colts team. It looked like they were on the right. Frank Reich, well-respected coach, had a lot of success there. I think it's, you know, they've put together the most expensive offensive line in the league, and they can't block anybody.
They got to draft a quarterback. Like, there's no way around.
They haven't figured out quarterback. Is that the owner's fault? Like I don't know. Like, what kind of job has he done?
Is it the owner meddling though?
I think there's been a lot of that this year.
I think there has, and I think we know that behind the scenes he's been the driving force in a lot of these decisions, including the quarterback one. And if you think that he shouldn't do that, then you would say that he's doing a bad job. But
we didn't hear that when Bill Polian was running the show.
Understood.
And that was a real.
They were winning 11-12 games every year.
Exactly.
But they had the same quarterback and a guy, one of the greatest of all time. And, you know, if you have the quarterback, everything else is easier. If you don't have the quarterback, everything else is harder.
They drafted Peyton Manning number one overall. They were fine. They drafted Andrew Luck number one overall. They were fine. And now they have a couple of reclamation projects, and guess what? Didn't work out, right?
Yeah, so it all comes down to that.
Dan, are you ready to play overreaction reaction?
I was born ready.
Yeah, that's the way we should call it.
Overreaction reaction.
USA.
All right, there's the music. That means it's time to play. The Packers should sit Aaron Rodgers down and take a look at Jordan Love. This was in your column.
Yeah.
When did that come out? Yesterday?
Yesterday. Sunday night, Monday morning.
All right, there you go.
That's a great plug, Max.
Overreaction, reaction, Dan.
It's
great plug, Max.
Well, because I get it ahead of time. You know, we get it company internally.
Overreaction. It's still too soon. I know they're 3-6. They look terrible. I don't think they're going anywhere. But as long as the math says they have a shot, then you have to take your shot with Aaron Rodgers. They're 3-6. The seventh place team in the conference right now is 4-4. Look, the next three games are brutal against brutal defenses. I think they're done. But unless you can get some clarity from Aaron Rodgers on whether he's coming back next year, which good luck with that.
By the way, who cares anymore the way he's playing?
The salary cap cares.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the crazy thing about it, though, Dan, it is an overreaction because the math certainly says they have an opportunity to still make it. You know, the crazy thing is I can't remember, and maybe you could help me remember this. I haven't seen a star quarterback like this miss the playoffs unless he's hurt a significant amount of time but he's played every single game.
So the last back-to-back MVP season.
Yeah, like I haven't. When has that ever happened, Dan?
So the tail end of Mike McCarthy's time there, was he hurt? Because they missed the playoffs a couple of
times. He was hurt. I don't think he played all 16 games.
I know he was hurt off and on. Yeah. Look, what's happened there has been
just doesn't happen.
Shocking.
It doesn't happen. It's
when
crazy.
You have a quarterback like this, you're automatically going to the playoffs.
That's why when people say it's not a quarterback stat, wins and losses.
See, but guys, that's why I don't think this. I think this is not an overreaction. I talked to ESPN Milwaukee the other day, and a lot of people internally want this team to reset. They don't like the way that Aaron Rodgers leads a lot of the younger players, and they want Jordan Love to be that person, grow with the other younger players.
So that would have been a decision to make in the offseason or last offseason or the offseason before when they did make that decision and drafted Jordan Love.
I'd like to see him the last four or five games.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I thought you had a very zeitgeisty kind of column about like the fact that it led the column. That's right. It is an overreaction at this moment, but in once they're mathematically eliminated, you want to take a nice look at what you got. You spent a first-round pick on them.
There could come a point this season where it makes sense, yes. I mean, it's a first-round pick. You have to know if you hit on him or not.
I could care less that Aaron Rodgers is ticked off about the fact that he'll be benched for the last four games of the season.
He's going to get ticked off about something.
Inevitably. Zeitgeisty.
Yeah, zeitgeist, like what's happening at the moment.
But you said
geisty. Geisty, I take liberties. I take liberties. I got it like that. Yeah. It's like, Bruce Leroy or Shona. I got the glow. I could do whatever I want.
Or Patron.
Justin Fields, Patron. And then the next one was Patron. I had to say Patron, but I had to act like there was a little
odd. You can't mess around with that.
Justin Fields is going to finally be the answer at quarterback.
Dude, how great is Justin Fields? Yeah, how much fun is this to watch this guy? Like, he's gotten better every single week.
Nothing around him.
They figured, and nothing, they traded for a wide receiver. Well, they got him some help. Imagine that. Aaron Rodgers. I think it's great. I think it's if you were a fan of Justin Fields as he came into the league, I think what you've seen here over the last month only bolsters that. I think if you were a doubter of Justin Fields, I think what you've seen over the last month should have you second-guessing your position. And while there's a long way to go and a lot of work to do around him, I think what we're seeing from Justin Fields this year should encourage Bears fans a great deal.
It's not an overreaction. If you watched him in college, you watched at times a year ago when they were – yanking him and pulling him in and out. He was doing certain things, and he has nothing around him. You watched him at all this year. You can look at him and tell he's got a lot of Jalen Hurts in him. And see what Jalen Hurts
bigger
is
bigger and stronger.
Got a lot of it in him. Style.
And take it to this style. That's why it's not an overreaction. Justin Fields is this year where Jalen Hurts was last year, right? You're seeing that team didn't have as many weapons around it, but if they add the right weaponry, it's going to be scary.
Here's a question. My good friend Ryan Poles has to certainly get it done.
Is Justin Fields the best athlete at quarterback? What? All things considered, is he the best athlete at quarterback? Because he's faster than Josh Allen, and he's a little bigger, I think, than Lamar Jackson, right? A little stronger.
I would put Lamar, Jalen Hurts, Fields, Kyler Murray. I put all of them in the same. Josh Allen, too.
Yeah.
I'll put them all in the same.
Is Fields a better runner than Lamar? I mean, like, the way he runs.
No, but he's right there, probably number two.
All four of them dudes that I just mentioned, when they take the ball and they run, they like running backs.
Yeah.
Lamar, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Fields, and Hurts.
I think Fields might be the second best runner with the ball, other than Lamar. He might be the best.
Josh Allen is like the Derrick Henry of
exactly.
A little different style runner. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts can pick him up and put him down.
No question.
And Kyler Murray can too.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for overreaction.
That's
it for overreaction.
We had too much fun with the other stuff.
You know why he calls him his buddy? Because he saw him on Michigan Ave and didn't know it was Ryan Poles. But they talk for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what makes it great. Ryan calls me. He's like, "Yo, I talked to your boy Keyshawn today. I don't think he knew who I was."
Damn.
I hear you. He's pretty new. He's 36.
Hey, but you win.
It's not even that. I just thought it was another black man talking to another black man on the street.
Give him the head nod.
I'm just being nice. So, you know, got to go, though.
He's lucky he wasn't white. He would have gotten totally brushed off.
Absolutely. Seriously, I'm walking down Michigan Ave, and a brother walks up to me.
Yeah.
I stop right in the corner, and I have a conversation with him because I want to be nice. I had zero idea who he was.
Daddy's like,
unbelievable, right?
Jay, I think Keyshawn didn't know who I was today on the street.
I'm just like really? Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, man, it's good. The weather out here is great. Hey, man, we What do you expect?
That's our show.
Will you recognize him next time?
I will recognize him next time.
Patron. Patron is the biggest disappointment in the NFL, in the NFL this season.
What?
And if the Packers continue to lose and are out of contention, should they bench Aaron Rodgers?
Don't overdo
and
it.
See what they have in Jordan Louvre. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Patron.
291 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. Remarkable.
Unbelievable.
In a terrible way.
If I was one of his damn teammates, I'm going to criticize him now because he played horrible today.
I've been counted out many times in my life, as have many of my teammates. I hope we just dig deep.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Guys, Key J, if the Packers continue to lose and they're out of contention, right, should they bench Aaron Rodgers? Maybe not this week because who knows?
Week, 3 weeks left in the season, you sit him down.
Three? Blitz. I think more than that, Key.
Nah,
they get blitzed by the Cowboys.
So. Yeah,
nah,
it's over.
Three weeks left in the season.
Why three? Why lost. Wait? Why wait? If you're out of
because
it, why
you,
wait?
You, it's too early, too soon.
Why? If you're, just, I agree. If you're not out of it,
you just don't do that.
Tell me why not?
I just told you.
No, but you just don't is not an answer.
It's one of those situations where you scratch and you claw to the end of the season, even though you're mathematically out of it. You just do as professional football players and coaches. No. Because if you just throw in the towel, even though you lost, and you, I mean, your season's over, and you got all these games, and you just throw in the towel.
Key, the wild thing is, who says that's throwing in the towel? The way Rodgers is playing it, it's not exactly throwing it. That's what's crazy about
it. But also, you can
it.
Make the case that you're saving your quarterback, because why would you put him out there if you're no longer in contention? Like, look, if they
at
get
3 weeks of the season.
If they get blitzed by the Cowboys, man. Like that would have been six games in a row. They would have lost.
I'll give it one more after that. Tell you the truth.
Titans Nets.
Yeah, if they lose to the Cowboys and Titans after the Titans game, I'm taking it because I'll tell you why, Keith.
Well, now you're closer to me now.
But okay, but it's like five or six games. Six games. The reason is I want to take a nice long look at who I drafted in the first round. He's been in the league a couple years. I want to take a good long look, not three games, a nice long look at the guy.
So here's the question I've heard.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do that, though, Max. Because what if Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's not receptive to that?
He might be out of there anyway.
Well, hold on, guys. It brings up a bigger point.
Do you really want to team off?
So yesterday I was on the phone, ESPN Milwaukee, talking about our $10,000 giveaway.
$2,500 right? Every hour.
There you go.
Starting Thursday. Max.
There you go. Starting this Thursday, right? And they were having the conversation around, is Aaron Rodgers washed? Is he washed?
No.
I don't think he is, but that's where the conversation was.
Yeah.
That's what people are starting to talk about, Key. A guy that came off back-to-back MVP seasons, and you made up the mention, Key, the fact, when have we seen a quarterback drop off the cliff like that, Max, to use terms that you're familiar with?
Who's ever heard of that expression? That's a good one. You just coined it. Ryan Clark, ESPN NFL analyst on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
When it comes to placing a football, when it comes to driving a football, when it comes to being able to have the football go exactly where it needs to be, that's why we love Aaron Rodgers. And so for yesterday for him to be short, for yesterday for him to be off target, is something that we just hadn't seen. He's kind of passed the buck about, well, we need to be better. Offensively, we have to do this. Guys got to get open. This and this, we got to block. Well, yesterday was on Aaron Rodgers, and we've been able to say offensively they've had 99 problems, but the quarterback was not one. Well, I guess now they have 100 problems because the quarterback is.
You know, I brought this up yesterday, Key. I want to ask you again. I brought up the boxing analogy. Roy Jones Jr., most talented fighter I ever saw, right? Fought in around the same weight class as Bernard Hopkins, an all-time great champion. When they were young, Roy could do whatever he wanted, right? Bernard couldn't, so he had to learn technical skill just right. As they got older, and Roy beat him easy the first time. As they got older, when they got really old, like in their 40s, Bernard beat him in the rematch because Bernard aged much better because Roy still looked fast, but it's almost imperceptible to the naked eye. But when he lost a little of that extra edge, now he needed to rely on technique that he never had to develop the way Bernard did. Is that happening to Rodgers? So when you watch him, he still looks good, can run, can throw, do all these things, but it's not at the level he needs it to be to take the kind of chances he used to take?
No, I think
not that.
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think Aaron Rodgers is still a hell of a quarterback. I think if he was open on the open market, there'll be teams lined up to try to get him his services. Whatever he's going through, the frustration of the season, the lack of receivers that are not necessary, they're getting open. He just had a really bad game against Detroit. But the way that the offense has been sputtering along, it's affecting him. You can tell by his body language, the dropping of the head, the talking to himself and not talking to people out loud, but muttering things. You can just tell. You're like, it's affecting him. And that's playing into his little bit of play.
So, Key, yesterday, you know, I've been doing this too, talking to a lot of people in Milwaukee about it. With the exception of this past weekend, because there were a lot of bad balls thrown against Detroit.
Oh, my God, yes.
Horrible passes by Aaron Rodgers. But you've been hearing a lot of it from their camp that, you know, a lot of times the way wideouts are breaking in routes, like their timing is off. Like it doesn't feel like like before when you had Devontae Adams, when you had Randall Cobb, when you had, you know, these wide receivers, that there was continuity, there was a lot of rhythm. Like the timing of it felt like as if it was on point, whereas the timing of it, all of it feels off now for him. Have you seen that on the field?
Some of those guys have been getting open. Whether they're dropping the ball, he's missing them. They're getting open. I just think that with the frustration and things aren't going the way that you anticipated it when you made the decision to come back and sign for $150 million, that it's affecting him. We saw what Tom Brady was going through in his personal life, so to speak, and Max pointed out the fact that the guy looks a little thinner than he has in the past. It was affecting him. But once it became public, I'm like, oh, you're going to be fine now. Looked like he was fine. Mm.
Who's the biggest disappointment in the NFL this season? Is it Aaron Rodgers, Bird in North Carolina?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Morning.
Hey,
morning.
All right, just hang with me on this one. I believe it's the Buffalo Bills. You know, I think they were exposed by the Jets. I really think they were exposed by the Jets. And, at the beginning of the season, everybody was saying, yeah, the Buffalo Bills are this, the Buffalo Bills are that, you know, but yeah, I just haven't really seen it. You know, they're not running the ball. I just don't see it.
Well, the Bills
disappointing
are
exposed, I get, but most disappointing?
Like, I mean, they're on
can't
pace
be the most
for,
disappointing.
They're on pace for a 12-13 win season.
Yeah, they beat the Chiefs again in the regular season.
Oh, James has been sitting on that one. He's been sitting on that for
months. But I think what he's saying is because of the high praise in the preseason and all the you
versus
guys,
expectations.
All you guys were picking them to go undefeated and challenge the New England Patriots record, and Josh Allen already got the MVP trophy locked up, according to Jay.
Guys, they whooped the Rams. They whooped the Titans. They lost close to the Dolphins. Beat the Ravens, whoop the Steelers, beat the Chiefs,
Max, we know
beat the Packers. No, but I'm saying like they were destroying some good teams early.
But based
on so funny. This conversation stemmed around which team is the biggest disappointment?
I'm not saying the Bills. That was him. He took the call, not me.
Get out of here.
I didn't. I'm not the caller.
Yeah, but you took
everyone's
the call.
Pointing fingers. No, he didn't.
You took the call. You picked up the phone.
Here is accountability. Watch this functional team operate. It's his fault. No, it's his fault. His fault. How legit are the Vikings, by the way? Bears finally got their franchise quarterback. So, like, is there any hope for the Packers in the NFC North? Or has that ship just sailed? We're going to get into that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained. or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio Sirius, XM Channel 80. Wait till you hear about how to win $2,500 per hour starting Thursday on this show. Every hour of the show, someone's going to win $2,500
a day.
Giving away $10,000 a day. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, by the way.
Large bills, small bills.
What's big that? Bills, all day long.
Does it really matter?
Yeah.
You want it in singles?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
That $2,500 in singles.
And y'all get me
fast.
In trouble. Yeah, stop it. My wife, where are you going with all those singles? Honey, it was the show. It was the show.
Ben Lieber, former NFL linebacker, Vikings radio sideline reporter, with us now. What's going on, Ben?
Not much, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Ben?
So, Ben, do you want that $10,000 in singles or big bills?
I'll take him in singles. Yeah, why not? I like to have options.
Yeah, bring a suitcase. Ben, we're just talking about the Vikings off mic, and like this is one of the teams that divides a lot of opinion, right? Like, on the one hand, they're winning a lot. On the other hand, they're not really crushing anyone. They're just getting by. How legit are they?
Look, guys, I think they're pretty legit. They don't have a lot of style points. I understand that. But, look, I think when you look at some of the metrics, you look at the contenders in the NFC alone, the Vikings have the 13th toughest strength of schedule that they've played so far. 49ers 23rd, Seahawks 24th, Giants 27th. And everybody's favorite, the Philadelphia Eagles, who beat the Vikings in week two, they have the 31st strength of schedule for games played so far. So, look, I don't want to hear about this. Are the Vikings real or not real? They're winning games. They're finding creative ways to win games. And they played a decently tough schedule.
I guess being right or wrong, the strength of schedule, right, is better than some of the teams that are out there with winning records. But I guess it all boils down to the Kirk Cousin situation at quarterback. See, you smiling, but
I know, because I don't understand why it's so polarizing.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's the primetime record. It's the playoffs. It's just something about the guy. And then he takes his shirt off, and his body looks like he belongs working in a grocery store.
I mean, it's the whole narrative
eating
that's
the
been
groceries.
Built around him.
Eating the groceries.
Yeah. No. Come on, Keyshawn. You saw some abs in there.
I
saw at least four abs in there.
No, but for real,
but for
Ben,
real
like,
though, Ben, is it the quarterback?
But guys, it's the way everything's been packaged and sold.
Like, it's what the body of work is. But like, it's funny. It's like all of a sudden, like, he can't get the job done because of his record in primetime.
But Ben, I'll just say, like, his QBR, like, if you look at him, tells you what you think of him. Mid-pack quarterback. He's a, which is good, league average quarterback. That's what he is, right? Can you still win a Super Bowl with that guy?
Yeah, I don't see why you can't. I don't know. The thing I don't understand is why all of a sudden is like, Garoppolo, like, you forget that Garoppolo is like this kind of middle average quarterback. But if you ask people in the NFC who your favorites are, who you like, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, the 49ers can do it. Well, it's because you bypass, you're looking at the weapons that they have, the defense that they have, Shanahan effect, all that stuff. Well, I think a lot of the same things can be said about the Minnesota Vikings. However you feel about Kirk Cousins, I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
Top 10?
You guys feel like he's a middle of the road
quarterback. No. I like him. I like him. I don't love him. I like him. I like him. I don't love him, and I don't think he's at the bottom of the barrel at all. At the QB spot.
No, not bottom of the barrel, but top 10, man. There's a lot of dudes out there.
He's, I don't know. I guess I look at it as a receiver, how ball placement is.
And you like it.
And he throws a nice ball.
He throws a nice ball.
He does. Hey, guys, when we need to make plays this season, Kirk has always kind of been there. He's using his legs a little bit more. He's scrambling a little bit more. He's extending plays a little bit more. Look, I think we all understand that he's not Josh Allen. He's not, you know, Patrick Mahomes. He's not one of those guys. We all understand that. But I think we've seen a lot of Super Bowls being won by quarterbacks that are not top five elite quarterbacks. And I think that Kirk Cousins, again, I think he's a top 10 quarterback. You've got a lot of weapons on this team. This defense continues to get better. They're getting after the passer a lot more. They're stopping the run a little bit better. This is a team that's trending in the right direction, and Kirk's a big part of that.
Ben Lieber, former NFL linebacker and Vikings radio sideline reporter. But then that gets into what you just said, Ben, gets into the next phase, which is if those things are all true, the only teams that win Super Bowl with that kind of quarterback is if he goes on an historic clutch run in the playoffs. Eli Manning, Nick Foles, like, it's got to be something like that. And that's when people start saying, boy, he's lost a lot of prime time games. Is there anything that indicates to you that he's turned the kind of clutch corner, right? Or do you think that was always kind of invented?
I mean, look, I think that he's more clutch than people realize. I mean, you look at the last two seasons of fourth quarter comebacks and got to have it drives, and he is on point. I think the Kirko effect is real. You know, you guys, you know, joking around about his shirt off and all, and, you know, wearing all the chains around his neck. I think some of that stuff matters to this locker room. He's much more relaxed. He's got so much more ownership. And from a leadership standpoint, on this football team now with Kevin O'Connell as the head coach. And I think all of those little intangibles really matter. And this team has really embraced him. So you can look at his past historical performances on primetime and all that stuff. I'm telling you, this is just a different football team. It's a different Kirk Cousins.
And we've been talking a lot about coaches. We talk about Jeff Saturday getting the job in Indy. We've talked a lot about Nathaniel Hackett. What do you think about the job that Kevin O'Connell has done with the Vikings this year? It doesn't feel like it's a national topic that's being spoken a lot about.
No, and I think that's fine. You know, that's the way I think Coach probably wants it. They just want to go about their work. You know, they quietly just want to go about their work. They don't need to beat their chest over anything. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, when times are good and times are bad, we kind of look at where does it all start? And we say, well, we cliche say, you know, it's top down, you know, it trickles down. And I really think that that's the case here with the Vikings. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah has done a great job of acquiring some picks. Obviously, TJ Hawkinson, guys are kind of, they bought into what he's selling as far as how he wants to build this team. Kevin O'Connell comes with this kind of quiet guy with the big stick approach. Look, he's a California cool guy, but his dad was in the FBI. So he's got this edge to him. You know, he doesn't want to take any crap from anybody, but he's going to do it quietly and humbly. So that's kind of the way the team operates. And, you know, I love it. You know, the resiliency that they show every Sunday to be down, you know, this last week, 10 points in the fourth quarter and just find ways to win. That's the way they've done it all season.
That is Ben Lieber, ladies and gentlemen, NFL linebacker and Vikings radio sideline reporter who has Kirk Cousins
you like
top
that?
10 at quarterback.
You like He may not be off that.
I stand by that.
He may not be off that.
If by top 10, he means 15. Are we counting in base 10 still, or how's this working?
As it relates to quarterbacks in their play this year?
Yeah.
He might not
be wrong. I don't think he's top 10. But Ben does.
I'm not wrong.
You like that?
Ben does. He's better than
Ben might not
better
be wrong.
Than Mahomes and Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, a lot of guys.
How's Justin Herbert playing this year?
Better than Kirk Cousins, by far. Much better than Kirk
Cousins. Their record doesn't
show it. But he's much better than Kirk Cousins.
Well, he's better.
He's better in every single thing than Kirk Cousins. There's not a single thing Kirk Cousins is better than Justin.
Quarterbacks.
Lies.
You can't just say lots of guys. You can't be specific.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Just keep naming them. Dak Prescott, et cetera. Jalen Hurts.
Short sample size.
Lamar Jackson. I can go on and on. Geno Smith's playing better than him this year.
You're at seven.
Clearly better.
You're at seven.
I can keep going. We don't have enough time. I'll run out of time.
That's your
Keyshawn,
excuse.
J. Will, and Max. Thank
that's
you, Ben.
Excuse,
ESPN
Ben.
Radio.
Better than Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you that much.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.